Real music with Gary Stuckey. Keep the music real.
Hello, everybody. It's Gary Stuckey with Real Music. Happy Friday to you. Merry Christmas wherever you are. It is almost here. Hope you've got all your Christmas shopping done. I know I haven't. Just saying. I'm a man. We don't do that shopping till the last minute. But anyway, today's show, awesome. It's awesome. Got Steve Scott of The Word 66, the guitar player for the band, a Christian rock band from Las Vegas. Think Striper and Petra mixed in with some 80s rock and some, I don't know, I heard The Chosen One from their singles that they've released earlier this year. Kind of sounds like Stone Temple Pilots mixed in with some 80s rock. So pretty cool stuff there. They got a brand new single coming out January 3rd called How Will I Know. It's sure to be a hit. I'm just saying. I love it. And they've got a bass player helping them out on this album, Danny Miranda. You might know him from Queen and the Blue Oyster Cult. That's right. But here he is to talk all about it. Here's Steve Scott.
Steve.
Hey, Gary. How's it going, bud?
Good. You okay?
I'm doing good. Hanging in there.
Awesome. Live from Vegas. Here he is. Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah. Home of Elvis.
That's right. I love that movie, Viva Las Vegas, and the dances and the, you know, Anne Margaret and all that stuff. Cool stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's going back a couple of years, huh?
Yeah, it is. Before my time. Way before my time.
Yeah.
So what's going on in Las Vegas today?
You know, I don't really know. I haven't left my house yet.
There could be nothing left outside. You never, I mean, you got to go outside and check and see, you know.
It's very true. It's actually a rainy, gloomy, doomy day today here in Vegas.
Wow, that's sad. That's at Christmas. I'm in Alabama. We're supposed to get like rain for Christmas Eve. Santa Claus has to wear like a raincoat because it's gloomy, right? It's been cold like the whole time. Then suddenly it's going to be hot and rainy. It's like, okay.
But Santa loves that stuff because he's hoping for a white Christmas, you know.
He's hoping. Well, if it was just, you know, 40 degrees colder, it might snow here. But I don't think
he's in his short sleeves and his shorts and
he's got the Bermuda shorts on and the tank top, sunglasses.
You know, I'm originally from New York, so you know we know cold. You know, so
you know
we've had
about
a lot and a lot of white Christmases and. Sure. Those are great, you know.
You're probably you've had your fill, so you could probably do without. It's probably better for you to be in the sunshine after all that cold. I know it gets old after a while, right?
It does.
You see them all, you know, the white Christmas. It's like, oh,
it does. But it's also kind of cool because it's very traditional, you know.
It is. It really is. It's, you know, just once. I don't think we've ever had a white Christmas. I think it snowed either a few days before or maybe after, but it was never. It's rare to snow here, but it happens every now and then, but it's cool. But yeah, I've been wanting to talk to you a while. I know you've been sending some of your songs and stuff, I guess, for the past few months or so. I've been checking them out. You know, and I want to find all about the band, The Word 66. I want to find out. I want everybody to know. Tell me about the origin of the band. How did the band get together?
You know, I was I didn't grow up with any kind of religion or anything like that, so you know, this is really a Christian rock band.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people don't really even know it's a Christian rock band unless they like read our bio. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of cool. So we've been fortunate to be what's called like a crossover band. So we get a ton of radio play on the Christian and non-Christian stations as well. As a matter of fact, there's a really cool, one of the bigger indie stations called KB Radio in Canada, and they just held their 2023 Best Song of the Year contest. And there was 50 bands that made it. So we had two entries. One was number 21, and we actually came in number one for the year as well. So that was pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah.
So, and that's a non-Christian station. You know, that's a just pretty much one of, like I said, the bigger indie stations, and they play a lot of indie rock. And as you're well aware, I mean, there's some great indie bands out there.
Sure, sure. And I always love to find them. You know, it's kind of like finding an Easter egg. I mean, it's like you don't get promotions like the old days, and these bands really have to do a lot themselves, you know, and to put the word out there. But it's really cool to hear, because there's a lot of good bands out there that you don't hear about unless you go looking sometimes, or just happen to hear them playing somewhere. But I know that your band, you know, when I think of, you know, the word 66, you know, and I can hear all the influences there. I heard, I just listened to some earlier, and I'm thinking about the 70s. I heard there's some 70s rock kind of riffs going on there. There's 80s, a lot of 80s styles in there that you could hear. But also, which I've had John Schlitt on here and Michael Sweet, and that I hear that. So there's like a certain element, you know, and I guess it's just mixed with the rock and roll sound, and then with the lyrics, you know, being Christian based lyrics, really cool stuff. That I'm sure you've been influenced by those guys too, Stryper and Petra, right?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, we've been compared on several reviews that we've gotten to those bands as well, especially Stryper.
Yeah, I can definitely hear it. And what's cool about that is you're talking about being played on the radio, like regular radio, not just Christian radio. And there's a lot of those. I love seeing reviews of like Stryper. There's this one guy that does Stryper reviews, and he's not a Christian. He just likes the music for the music. And to me, that's cool, because you don't have any preconceived notions like, I'm not going to listen to this. You're going to listen to it because it's great music. Then the other stuff, you know, the fact that it's a Christian band, you're like, that's like extra, you know what I'm saying? I mean, for the listener, I mean, that's a good thing, but it kind of does two things there. So I think that's how you get people to really be involved in what you're doing. I mean, you have to have great music. It's not like you can just have some lame sounding stuff, you know, and go, come on and listen to this. You know, it's got to sound decent, you know?
Right.
But tell me about that. Tell me now, how long have you been playing? When did you start playing guitar and everything?
I was probably about 14 when I started playing. My first instrument was actually a trumpet.
Ah, that's a good old rock instrument.
Yeah, right? Oh, that'd be an interesting band, right? Instead of guitar really solos, would. Like a throw in a trumpet solo.
That'd be cool.
Be interesting.
It would.
And I was bad. I mean, I really sucked at playing the trumpet. And the story I usually tell is that growing up, I had two older brothers, and one of them played the clarinet and the other one played the trumpet. So my parents didn't have a lot of money. So when it came time for me to play an instrument, they said, okay, what do you want to play, the trumpet or the clarinet? So I was like, oh, I guess we'll go with the trumpet.
Right.
And probably because I really wasn't into it. I mean, I was, like I said, I really, really didn't play very well. Didn't practice much either. And then finally, I saved up a lot of birthday money and Christmas money. And then I was able to buy myself a guitar and an amp. And then I just started to play. And of course, I loved it.
Sure.
And I used to just jam. I used to, you know, just turn on music, and I used to just kind of improvise and just play. And I would catch some stuff that was pretty good, you know, and then other stuff is just horrendous, you know, but that's where you start, you know?
That's right. Yeah, I've been there myself. I know when I first started playing, you know, your fingers are hurting and the chord changes. Seems like it took forever to go from like G to D.
Yes.
And, you know, I know there's probably a time when you're like, man, I don't know if I can do this. And you probably quit like 100 times, right?
I did.
Like, I got to keep doing this.
I did. Right? I actually did. I was like, yeah, you know, it's just not going to happen. Because I realized back then it was really a feel kind of thing. If you're a lead guitarist, you got to really be able to feel it. I don't know if you can really learn lead guitar from the beginning. I mean, you could take lessons and stuff like that, but you mean you really have to have that feel,
right,
to be able to play. Because guitar solos to me are actually the hardest thing for me to write.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it's a song within a song.
Right. So you definitely have to feel it.
Yeah. It's got to enhance the song. It just can't be a bunch of notes. You just can't pick up the guitar, and when the solo comes in, just go.
And then wouldn't that be like, nice?
Yeah, I mean, and there are bands out there that do that, and then you kind of go like, did that really enhance the song? Did that really say something?
Right.
In the song, you know? So, like I said, it's kind of a feel kind of thing. And at one point in time, I really wanted to be a really good guitarist. So I actually locked myself away for quite a while. And I actually played like 10 to 12 hours a day.
Wow. That helps. That helps.
It definitely
you get
helps.
You probably worked on things that you needed to improve on and kind of focus on some of those things.
Absolutely. Working on scales and hammer-ons and writing new music and just kind of, and also like jamming with music and stuff and just trying to really figure it out.
Or do you play by ear or do you read music?
I do.
Do you?
I play by ear. Yeah. Okay. In the beginning, when I was taking trumpet and all that kind of stuff, you know, of course you had to read music. And I was able to put stuff on paper at that time as well. And then as time went on, I just kind of stopped doing that and just pretty much used my ear.
Well, to me, I think, you know, I never learned to read music, but I think playing by ear kind of helps you, kind of puts you in the middle of the song. And you can hear, I don't know, there's something about playing by ear that really, you can really focus on what you're doing better. I think you can hear things and go, I think it needs to be this way. Instead of so by the book, it's like you know exactly what needs to go there because you trained your ear to go, aha. So probably, I guess, when you're working on a solo, you're like, you could probably hear the notes kind of coming and flowing when you're listening to the track or something. You're like, I wonder what, and all of a sudden you probably hear a note and go, aha, it needs to be this and bend into that and do this. And it's kind of like painting a picture, you know, you kind of add a little tree here.
Absolutely.
And, you know?
Right. Absolutely. You put your heart and your soul into this music, you know, and that's why us musicians do this stuff, especially us indie artists, because there's no money in this stuff anymore. You know, you're not selling records. You're not going to go platinum or gold or anything like that. And you're not going to make a lot of money. We do it for the love of the music.
Sure.
And for me as well, it's also to spread the word, you know, the word of a Christian word and the word of God.
That's awesome. And see, that shows you, honestly, probably even more so than ever, because like you said, it's not like you're getting paid. It'd be different if you were like, they were throwing money at you and you're making millions of dollars, of course, and it'd be easy to be a fake, right? But for somebody that's really having to, you know, work hard and not getting what they deserve most of the time, but I guess the reward is seeing people here. You know, the word and the music and making them a better person. Well, tell me about this new album. Now, I want to know when this album's coming out. I know you've released singles. Rock and Roll Preaching is the name of it, right?
Yes.
Okay. And the cool album cover, it reminds me, I don't know, there's like an album by Rat or something that kind of looks like that. And I was thinking, it has that old Greco Roman, whatever. No, but the statues, you know, I always love the statues and things like that, but it kind of goes with what you're singing about. I mean, this whole idea, but it's really cool. So tell me about the singles and when is this album coming out? Because I want a copy. I'm just saying.
I will send you one, of course. You know, something you mentioned about the album cover, something that people don't realize, if you actually look at the cover on the bottom, those are actually people. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a concert, really, is what these angels are putting on a concert. And there's like thousands of people listening. But it kind of, some people think it kind of looks, maybe it's just like flowers or something like underneath, because you can't really, it's not that intricate as far as like, you know, seeing faces and things like that. But that's actually a crowd.
That's cool.
Which is pretty cool.
That is cool.
We named the album Rock and Roll Preaching because we think that's essentially what we do. We preach the word with our music. So we're kind of like rock and roll preachers. You know, of course, we're not pastors or preachers. You know, we don't spread the word on a Sunday kind of thing, but we do it in our own way and we do it through the music.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. Yeah, that's great.
So this record was supposed to be released a while back. We were signed to a label for a while, and unfortunately, it turned out to be a bad experience.
Mm.
They really did absolutely nothing for us, literally. And we were locked in with them for a little while. And then we were looking for a new deal. And at this point in time, we actually have like 7 offers on the table, but we're not sure if any of them are right for the band.
Okay.
At this point in time. So as the time was going by, you know, we don't want to disappear, you know, so you're only as good as your new song or something like that kind of thing. So you got to keep releasing singles. So that's what we've been doing. Sure. We have a new one coming out on January 3rd called How Will I Know? It's a ballad, very touching. The people who have heard it so far have given us some really, really great feedback, and they're calling it epic, you know, which is very cool. It's about a lonely man wondering when God is going to send them that special person, or that Eve, shall we say.
Sure. Yeah, I've listened to it. It is epic. I'll say that. People will be impressed, and they'll love it when it comes out. So, yeah.
Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. So we've been releasing them one at a time. So the actual album itself isn't really out, so you can get the singles, which is kind of the same thing anyway. You know, instead of just ordering the album, you can just order singles, and maybe there's one or two songs that you don't like, and so you're not forced to listen or have it. So, right. So we're hoping that the record itself will be out shortly, you know, sometime in the beginning of the year. Well, again, we're waiting for the right offer to come along for us to release the record. So like I said, in the meantime, we've been releasing the singles.
Okay, cool. And great singles, by the way. Like I said, every single has like an element of something you're familiar with musically, and then there's a good message behind them. And cool videos, too. I've been checking out the videos, too.
Thank you.
But Danny Miranda on bass, helping you play, of course, from Queen and Blue Oyster Cult and a lot of other projects.
Yes.
So how did you get involved with him playing bass on your songs here?
So we've known Danny for a while because we're both from Long Island, New York. So and we've been around the same kind of crowds. We've recorded in some of the same studios as well. So we're very familiar with each other. And it just so happens that my engineer/producer, Vinny Castaldo, happens to be a really good friend of his. So when we were putting the record together, he was like, you know, you should get Danny to record the bass tracks on this. He's got an amazing feel. He's a great bassist, and I think he can add a lot to the tracks. So what we did was we sent him over the tracks to check it out and see if he was interested. And he loved them, and he was like, yeah, let's do this. So he laid down the tracks for us. And like I said, he is a great bassist, and we're really honored that he wanted to work with us.
Cool. Well, is he going to be playing bass with y'all, or do y'all have somebody else coming in to play in the future?
Yeah, at this moment, he's probably not really in the band, but you never know. That could change when we go on tour in the new year. It's a possibility. I mean, if he's not busy with the other projects.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So tell me about the other guys in the band, a little bit about them.
So we got Lance Crane is the drummer. And I've known Lance for many, many years. He's probably my oldest friend, actually. I know him from New York as well. And we've been in several bands together. And when the original drummer dropped out of the project, so we were looking for some people, and we got in contact with Lance, and Lance was like, yeah, man, I'd love to do this. So so he's actually playing the drums on the new record as well. Brian Torres is the vocalist and bassist in the band. He really doesn't want to play bass, so that's why, you know, Danny was doing the bass tracks for that as well. It was either Danny or me, actually, that was going to do the bass tracks. So, So he really doesn't want to play bass. You know, he wants to concentrate on the vocals and singing.
Right.
And I don't blame him, because I've been in several bands myself, several trios where I was the guitarist and the vocalist.
Right.
And it takes away from your performance, you know. I don't know. It's just something about playing and then having to be by the mic to sing. And it kind of takes a little bit away from your actual performance of what you're trying to do. So so basically, we are kind of searching for a bassist at this time.
Okay. Which I could totally relate to the bass and singing. It's not easy to play bass and sing at the same time, because it's kind of in between instrument and you're trying to focus on it. it's like trying to pat your stomach and rub your head and that whole thing.
Chew gum and walk, and it's,
yeah, chew gum and you trip over.
It's not easy.
I hate that happens. tell me about the songwriting. How does the songs come together as far as songwriting and musically and everything like that?
I pretty much write all the music and the lyrics. So basically I have a song to bring to the band that's semi-ready to go. So basically I have an idea or two. I hear in my head, you know, how the drums should go, how the bass should go, and the vocals should go. So I kind of present it to the guys and say, okay, this is what I'm thinking and this is what I hear. You know, and then we kind of just take it from there and just kind of jam on it for a little bit. And then, you know, the guys will come up with some other kinds of ideas as well. And then we'll put together a finished product eventually.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and it's good that you have all these ideas floating around. You know, you have, you probably do that all the time. You probably hear things and go, need to write that down or record that, right?
I do. My phone is probably my best pal as far as writing goes, because I find that I need to be in writing mode when I'm writing a song. It just can't flow out of nowhere and go like, okay, and I got to drop everything and then write a song. I just don't feel that. So a lot of times I'll just come up with like a little riff that I think is really cool. And then, yeah, I'll pull out my phone and then I'll just record that little blurb or whatever it is. And I have this phone filled with all these blurbs that eventually will be songs, album, who knows?
That's really cool. In the old days, it was a notebook. Now it's a phone. You know, that's cool.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you probably come across something and said, aha, I remember that one, you know, or probably forgotten one and said, hey, oh, yeah. Right. that comes in handy. So often.
I would say most of the stuff I would say like, oh, I don't even remember that. See, that's the thing. And as you're getting older, mind doesn't work kind of like it used to. So it's hard to remember those things. And that's why you got to pull out the phone like immediately, because even if you get distracted and you go grab something to eat or you go do whatever, you put your axe down for a couple minutes and you go do whatever, let the dogs out, whatever the case may be. When you get back to it and you put your guitar back on again, it's gone.
Sure.
You'll never remember that thing again.
It won't come back unless by some miracle or something.
Yes.
And I was thinking about the new song, though, you know, that you're releasing, what, January the 6th, is it?
Third.
Sooner than that. It won't be long.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and I'm thinking of, I don't know, like this, the younger generation, because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of probably younger guys out there that are thinking, how do I know about my wife? You know, I could write a book, not to get into anything. I've been there, you know, and didn't work out. But I'm just saying, but you do have that, especially if you're younger and there's this big open field of, you know, nothingness, and you've got to have faith and you're trying to believe for the future what's going to happen, especially the world today. It's like a big ball of yuck out there. So you're wondering what's going to happen. Should I get married? Is she the right one? Am I going to, I think that's going to hit home with some younger guys out there. That's what I really think is cool. Don't you think so?
I think this is a song that almost everybody can relate to. You know, whether they're younger or older, this song, actually, a little inside scoop, is actually a song that I've written from my heart. I was that person. I am that person. kind of. I'm not married. I mean, I'm divorced.
Right.
And sometimes you just sit and you wonder, you know, when is that right person going to come? And I remember there was this this one night that on the lyrics it says, are we feeling brave tonight? Another weekend night, another trip to town. Are we feeling brave tonight among so many lost souls? So right. It's kind of like, I remember, you know, going out many times and hoping to meet that person. And I was convinced. I was like, okay, tonight's the night. We're definitely going to meet this girl and she's going to be so great. And she's going to be the love of my life kind of thing. And then you come home and you go like, wow, well, right. That sucked, you know, and that happens a lot, you know, many, 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 many times. And I remember coming home one time and I was just bummed out and picked up my guitar and wrote this song.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you wonder. And so you wonder when God is going to send you that special person in your life, the one that he has in mind for you to meet and the one that he wants you to spend the life with, you know. So that's where the song came from.
Sure. Like you said, you know, I mean, I can relate too. I'm there myself. And I think there's lyrics in there about the scars of past relationships and things like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's what's keeping people, that fear. There's like this fear of like, I don't want to get hurt again. I don't want to go through this whole thing on, you know, for it to fall apart and in your face and just hurt you again. Mm-hmm. So it's a big deal. And of course you want the right one. You don't want to just pick somebody that randomly or temporarily. You want somebody for life, you know? So I mean, it's definitely got me, the song, really. And it's real pretty, the cello and it's a really pretty song. And you know, what's cool is, well, your band, it reminds me of 80, the music I grew up listening to. And I love, you had all your rockers, then there was this ballad, and this is that ballad. And everybody's like, oh, here's the ballad. And it's like, whoa. And it's big and it's huge. And it honestly, it needs to be played everywhere. I think a lot of people would be missing out if they didn't hear this song. I'm pretty excited for you, because I know it's going to do something, because it's like you said, it's from your heart. When you mix from the heart with truth and you've got a listener out there, it's the right ingredients for something special. I think that's, and it just so happens to be released in a week or so, you know, right? So you coming right up. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always great to have a song that people can relate to. And it's a subject that people have pondered, you know, forever, you know, to meet that special person.
Right.
You know, and like I said, it's come from my heart. And Brian does an amazing job on vocals, I think. Yes. And really? We had a friend of mine, Mert, who plays the cello, come in. I had this idea of having a cello, excuse me. And actually my producer, Vinny, he was like, you know what would really make this thing burst open, he said, is if you got like a whole string section in here, you know. He wanted to bring in like a violin and a viola, excuse me. And, you know, that would be great. You know, maybe sometime down the road, maybe we'll do a remix and bring in a full string section. But the thing is we got to pay for this stuff.
That's the main thing.
I got to pay for this stuff. So, and we were talking about how there's really no money in this anymore. So there's a lot of money out there already, you know? So it's kind of like when you're in the studio, you know, it's kind of like Murphy's Law. A lot of times, you know, what can go wrong does go wrong. And a lot of times, and you think you're all rehearsed and you're all good and you're going in and you're going to knock this off and then, but stuff just doesn't work. Even on the song, The Chosen One, which is currently nominated in several places for Song of the Year. And we just won, as I mentioned earlier, with that song. I thought I had the solo down, for instance, and I was like, okay, let's go. And then I played it and I was like, wow, that sucks. And it's like, I don't like it. And I was like, no, let's do this. You know, I hate this part. And we just over and over and over again. And it was kind of like I had to actually rewrite some of it and then come back and rewrite some of it. So that's why I said that the solos for me are some of the hardest things to write. So, but anyway, so we're hoping that people will really dig this new track. And again, it's from the heart, and it's, again, it's the real story behind it is wondering when God's going to send you that special person. And that's where the Christian part comes in.
Sure. And also a song like that, just like I mentioned about the 80s, like the ballads, you know, you always remember the best of the 80s ballads. You used to see it on TV selling the album.
Power ballads. Yeah.
Right. And it'd be like Poison. Every rose has its thorn. And if it was some, you know, if you were new on the scene or you didn't know that band, you heard the ballad and it brought you into the rest of their catalog. So maybe this will be, if people don't know about you, you know, your music and the band, this might be a song that goes, they relate to, and they go, oh, let me check out their catalog. And they go, oh, then you have the new album coming out, you know, soon after. And I just think that will work out in your favor, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I hope so, bud. But I'll tell you too, is that, you know, being that we're kind of a hard rock-ish band, we're trying to get that particular song on some of the Christian contemporary stations.
Yeah.
And those are the big stations that you know, when you get in your car, you know, and you just turn on the radio, you could tune into those stations. You know, there's your SOS radio and your Air One, your K-Love, and they play the mellow kind of rock. You know, there's, we need a song like this to get us in there, because there's no heavy guitars in there. There's no guitar solos. I mean, it's very keyboard oriented as well. And so we have a one of the really big stations out here that's taken a lot of interest in the song. And they said we're in the running to get into regular rotation. Ooh. So we have our fingers crossed and our prayers out there that it will happen.
Cool. And I think Eddie Trunk is out there somewhere. Maybe you can get him to play it on his show one day or something. I know he's nearby. Maybe you'll see him on the street say, hey, man, play my.
Right. Yeah, he's hard to get in contact with.
Yeah, right. but I'm looking forward to seeing what y'all do. I'm glad to talk to you. And what about some your shows coming up in the new year? What kind of shows you got coming up?
We don't really have anything planned at the moment. We're hoping that sometime within the first couple months of the year that we will get out there. We want to do short tours. You know, we don't want to go out for long periods of time, you know, just for a couple of weeks, maybe at a time. We do have a pretty decent following overseas as well. And we definitely would like to get out there and play some shows as well. We've been asked by several places or several stations when we're going to be coming out there, because they'd like to hook us up. So we'll see if that happens in the first part of the year as well.
Awesome. Well, I'll be looking forward to seeing what happens with the music and the album. And yeah, you could send me a copy. You know, I'm just saying, you know, you said,
oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
And but I do appreciate you talking to me. I'm glad to finally get to talk to you, but great music. And it needs to be out there. And, you know, there needs to be more Striper-esque bands, if you will, out there. And, you know, and you are doing a great job to keep it going, you know, with the word and the music. They're hand in hand together. But great job on that.
Appreciate that, Gary. Unfortunately, there are also a lot of people that we've come across along the way, too, that I don't think they really care for the fact that we're a Christian band. So there definitely are some people out there that are not interested in playing Christian music.
Right.
And I think there's a stigma out there too, for just your normal listener. If you say like I'll tell people, oh yeah, I'm in a Christian rock band. You know, I'm not exactly sure what they think of when you say that.
Right.
You know,
weird.
I don't know if they really equate the fact that we rock like everybody else out there, or your other favorite bands that you might listen to. But when you say the word Christian, they might think, I don't know, maybe they think it's kind of like a gospel.
Right.
kind of band, like, oh, what kind of rock is that? You know, it's not going to be, not really rock and roll, but, you know, again, if people give us a try and listen to our music, they might be pretty surprised.
I think that's what it takes. I think it's kind of like I always said that about guacamole. I like guacamole, but for years I was like, the waiter would say, "You want guacamole?" I'd be like, "No guacamole," because I always heard everybody say no guacamole. One day I tried it. I said, "This is great." So I've been
Yeah.
missing out. So maybe you're the guacamole of rock and roll, and they just need to try
Ooh.
it out and see what happens.
Can I quote you on that?
Yeah, right. And it might be a little spicy, but it might be really good. I mean, damn. I mean, it's good stuff.
We've been called the guacamole of rock.
Put it on t-shirts. Gary Stuckey
Yeah.
said, "Guacamole of rock."
That'd be great. Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Man, that's cool. Well, I'll let you go. I know you got some other stuff you got to do, but I appreciate you chatting. Let me know if you need anything, and I'll be putting it out there for you, posting this, and letting everybody know about new music. And they're going to get excited about that new song, "How Will I Know," coming out January the 3rd. Can't wait.
I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me on, Gary. It was a great conversation. Really enjoyed it. Let me say happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. And for you and your family, I hope you have a fantastic holiday season.
Thank you, man. And same to you. Well, take care.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody, to another episode of Real Music. Yeah, check them out. The Word 66. Go to their website, theword66.com, for more information, and check them out on social media. Be looking out for that single, "How Will I Know," coming out January 3rd. And until next time, everybody, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and always remember to keep the music real.